Who cares? This is Carson Squad reporting live from Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Beaker, Spotify, Anchor. All welcome to Carson Squad Show on a great Tuesday in Virginia Beach. Yes, what a game last night. That I'm going to recap that, do my top five best teams. That's next. Also, top five worst teams after week seven. That is all next on the Carson Squad Show. But let me start out with this. I was wrong. I was wrong about one thing. I said, look, the Bears, they're going to win. They're going to win. The Bears are one of those teams that are just average, or very close to average. They can beat teams like Detroit, Minnesota, Carolina, Miami, teams like that. But you put them up against great teams, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Kansas City, Green Bay, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and they disappear. They disappear. You put them up against great defenses, they disappear. Great offenses, they disappear. Now, the Bears really well might make the NFC wild card. They are a wild card contender. But here's the problem. In the NFC wild card, in the NFC playoffs, they're going to be playing against teams like Green Bay, Seattle, Tampa. I mean, it goes on and on. Teams that they're going to be playing against. So if you ask me right now, Chicago is a team that will get to the playoffs and likely get crushed by the Rams or Green Bay or Seattle. There's a lot of teams out there like that. Chicago's one of them. They're great against teams like Oakland, or Vegas, or Miami. But you put them up against teams like Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, and Kansas City, and where's the Bears from 2 weeks ago? Where's the Bears from 3 weeks ago? Where's the Bears from 4 weeks ago? Where's the Bears? Great teams, crush them. Good teams, they can beat. Bad teams they can beat. The Bears, they're great in the regular season. They're great against Cleveland. Great against Cincinnati. You put them up to Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Where's the Bears? All right. Well, let me switch into this. Great performance by the Rams. I totally misjudged the Rams last night. The defense, offense, goal. I mean, if you look at the Rams, they're contender for the playoffs. And you know, I always said this. I said, you know, going into the season, I really thought Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Cleveland, the NFC North, I thought, well, look, you look at it, Cincinnati's not going to be good, Cleveland's going to be average, Pittsburgh's going to be slightly above average, and Baltimore's going to rock that division. That's what I said. That division between Cleveland, but especially Pittsburgh and Baltimore, is going to be very tight. Very tight. Boy, did I take my eyes off the NFC West. Arizona is a playoff competitor. The Rams are now a playoff competitor. Seattle is now a playoff. I mean, you look at those three teams. Those three. 49ers are 500 too. I mean, that is one of the strongest, if not the strongest, division in the NFL. Seattle, playoff team. Arizona, playoff team. Rams, more than likely a playoff team. 49ers, they'll have to work hard, but they could have, you know, nothing stopping them from being a playoff team. But I think there'll be one team in that division that does not make a playoff appearance. And that is that team that I'm about to name is coming up next on the Carson Squad Show. Due to the Saints. I think out of the NFC South, NFC South, Carolina, Saints, I think you're going to see one team make it, and that's going to be, or two teams make it, Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Out of the NFC East, that's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. And out of the NFC North, I think Green Bay, maybe Chicago. And out of, so to see here, if you look at the NFC North right, or NFC right now, you got possibly Seattle, Green Bay for sure, those two for sure, Tampa Bay more than likely, those three, eight teams make it. I would put Arizona in there, New Orleans in there as a wild card, and my fifth team probably would be the Eagles. So now there's five, so three more make it. So to me, I mean, you look at it, and there's team, who's not going to make it? I'll tell you this, I think Arizona will make it, I think Seattle's going to make it. That tells you it's either between the Rams or the 49ers. I'm going to tell you which team I don't think will make it coming up next on the Carson's Court Show. Big, big World Series. That's next on the Carson's Court Show. And also top five best and worst teams. That's also coming up next on the Carson's Court Show. You don't want to miss it. Welcome back to Carson's Court Show here. Let me go into that, start off with this here in the second podcast. You know, there's a lot going on right now in the MLB World Series on fire, Dodgers, Rays. And I said it before, I thought the Rays would win one more. They did. I think the Dodgers are winning out. And I said this yesterday on the show. I said I normally don't tend to say this a lot, but the Dodgers just feel in complete control. So, you know, normally if the series is up by two, if it's like 3-1, then I'll say, yeah. You know, like, for example, the Denver Nuggets-Lakers series, when it was 3-1, I said, the Lakers are in complete control. Normally, that's when I would say it is 3-1 or 3-0. But when you're only up by one, I normally don't say that. I normally don't say the Dodgers are in complete control. But to me, it just feels that way. Closed out a game. Very tough, tight game. Early. Very, very quick. They closed it out. And, I mean, can you not say that? Dodgers are in complete control of this series. I think they'll win tonight. I think they'll win again. And the Dodgers, they just feel in complete control here. So I think Dodgers are winning out. And big, big, this has been a great World Series. Really, really good. So, all right, well, let's go into this. You know, I said this before. I said coming up next, I would name one team that I don't think is going to be good enough to make it to the playoffs in the NFC and in the AFC. I'm going to go over every division, and I'm going to say, look, one of these teams are not going to make it that are average. I mean, they're not horrible. They're average. Let's start off with the NFC. Let's start off with the AFC. AFC South, Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are a good team. They're putting in Tua here coming up in this weekend. I don't feel the rebuild. To me, Buffalo's coming out of this division with a win. Miami, I'll say this, if they win two more in a row, if they win this Sunday and they win next Sunday, then I'll say, hey, Miami might be a playoff team, but right now they're not. AFC North, or AFC East, Miami Dolphins. And again, this is, I'm not, if you're bad, if you're 0-7 like the Jets, I'm not going to pick you because you're obviously not going to make the playoffs. I'm only naming a team that is average 500 or above that's not going to make the playoffs. Dolphins are one. Let's go to this one. AFC North, Cleveland. Cincinnati's obviously not going to make it. I think Pittsburgh will get in. I think Baltimore will get in. I don't think Cleveland will. To me, the injuries between Odell Beckham Jr. and between how good right now the AFC is, I just don't think Cleveland's going to be great enough to get in. I don't think Cleveland will be good enough. I think they're a good team. Offense is great. Defense is pretty good, but they're just not good enough. In the NFC North, Cleveland. NFC, so we did the East, we did the AFC North. Let's go to the AFC South here. And this was somewhat tough, but I have to go with the Colts. I think Tennessee's going to win. Now, I'm not rolling out the Colts as a wild card contender, but I just think it's slightly... Tennessee's going to win the division. I think they'll win. I think they'll have no problem winning next week. To me, I just don't buy the Colts. And I'll say this. I was wrong about the Colts. Going into this year, I thought, oh, yeah, the Colts. I underestimated Tennessee. I thought the Colts would easily win the division with a 10-6 record. Next would be Tennessee with 8-8. Texans right behind at 7-9. And then I said Jacksonville probably 5. And you know, I said that. But here's the thing, is, and I said this before. I really underestimated Tennessee. The Colts to me, and that division's terrible. I said about 500 or above. Texans 1-6. Jacksonville Jaguars also 1-6. I mean, what else can you pick here but the Colts? I think the Colts might. I think they're in a better position than any other team on this list. But I right now I don't think they're technically, and they are. I think they're in the playoff picture, I believe, last time I looked. But they're just. I don't know. I like I said, I think the Colts are by far in the best position in the draft. I mean, in this list, AFC South Colts, AFC West. You know, and this was a tough one, but I have to go with. Obviously, Kansas City's going to win. I think the Raiders are picking up a little bit. They're 500. I don't think they'll quite make it because this is, like I said, the AFC is very tight right now between Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. But like I said, in the AFC West, I don't think Denver's going to make it. I know about 500, maybe slightly below. So that is it. Oh, Raiders, excuse me, Raiders, not the Broncos. Broncos, I don't think, are definitely not going to make it. Raiders are close, but I don't think they will. Next, NFC North. I think Green Bay will make it, and I think Chicago will make it. I have some concerns about Chicago and a few about Green Bay, but if I had to pick one, Detroit is right at 500. I don't think they're going to make it. I like their quarterback. I like Stafford. I think he's great, but his offense to me, it's starting to click up, but is it too late? Green Bay's way ahead. Chicago's ahead. Is it just too late? Detroit in the NFC North. In the NFC South. This is tough. But Carolina would have to be the pick. I think they're just under 500. They do have a chance if they can pick up. But they have to face Tampa Bay twice. They have to face New Orleans. I mean, this is a veteran quarterback division here. Between Brady, Breeze, and Teddy Bridgewater has a chance, but I'm not sure he's going to exactly fit in. So Carolina would be my pick. Although I do like Teddy Bridgewater, but I just don't think Carolina's just going to make it. NFC East. This is obviously I'm going to go with Dallas. I think the way under 500, every team in this division, maybe for the exception of Philly, I think they'll get the win this week, which will push them to 3-4-1. Dallas is way under 500, but they're only like 1.5 games out of first place. So is Washington. Giants at this point, I think, are out. So who are you supposed to pick here? Dallas to me is, I mean, even though they're way under 500, they have a shot. But I, like I said, I think only one team's making it out of this, and that's Philly. But I do think Dallas are coming second, DC third, and fourth, the Giants. And the division here, to end it, I said this is coming up, NFC West, I don't think the 49ers are making it. I think the Rams are slightly better defense, and I think they're slightly better offense. You got to remember, the 49ers played the Patriots, who are really not a respective, I mean, they're respect, obviously, but they're not a dynasty franchise anymore since Brady left. So I'm going to pick I'm going to pick the 49ers just barely to miss it. All right, we're coming up on the Cousins Court Show. Top five best teams, top five worst teams. This is going on not just power rankings. Power rankings were yesterday. This is who is now, after week 7, the top five best teams and the top five worst. Also, I did my power rankings yesterday. Bears fell out. Who moved in? That's next on the Cousins Court Show. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back to the Cousins Court Show, last podcast of the day. Let me begin this with saying this. The Bears have dropped out of the top five, not just because they lost, but because I think they lost so bad. So I gave my top five power rankings yesterday. I believe it was Chicago, Baltimore, Kansas City, Seattle, and Pittsburgh. Those are my top five power rankings. Chicago's dropped out. That's the only team that got affected. It's still Baltimore and Kansas City, Seattle, Pittsburgh. But who replaced them? Who replaced Chicago? And I'll tell you, Tampa Bay. So now my power rankings after that loss goes Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Baltimore Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs, Seattle Seahawks, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those are my top five power rankings. All right, well, let's go into this. You don't want to miss this. The top five best teams. Let's begin with the best. Actually, let's begin with the worst. Top five worst teams. And I thought about this hard because there's some teams out there. Number five, they were last week's. They made number five. They're still number five again. The Atlanta Falcons. This team, and I you know, they keep losing, but I keep pushing them at the far end of this list because they have talent. It's not like they have a part of the top 15 quarterback, a top 15 runner. I mean, they have talent. Top 15 running back, Todd Gurley. You know, and they have talent, but they're losing. And I'm not really sure why they're losing. That is number five, the Atlanta Falcons. Number four. And this is one of the teams I really thought hard about because I was thinking, you know, they're not a terrible team, but they've had a lot of injuries. Dak is one of them, the Cowboys. And you know, going into this, I thought Dallas is going to win the division. Philadelphia picked the wrong quarterback. Washington, I don't think they know who their quarterback is yet. And the Giants are just too young. They traded Odell Beckham. The quarterback is very young. So going into this, I thought, Dallas, they have a great offense. They got Zeke Elliott, one of the best running backs. Dak, part of the top 15 quarterback. I mean, this team has talent. So I was wrong about Dallas. Number four, the Dallas Cowboys. Number three, and this is a team that I think has a lot of talent, has a lot of potential, but again, they're just too young. They're just very, they got a rookie. They had the number one pick. They're just slightly too young. That's the Cincinnati Bengals. And you know, I said it before, what are you going to do? The Bengals are really easily a team that will really win, I think, in about 4 or 5 years. Joe Burrow, he's picking up with the NFL. They're very young. And they've been half decent. They tied Philadelphia. They almost beat Cleveland. I mean, they've been half decent. And a lot of people say, well, what about the other games? You know, Baltimore, you know. Well, let's just focus on the games that they had close. This is a very young team. Number three, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number two, and this is one I went back and forth on. The Giants, they almost made the list. But I thought, you know, they do have talent. So I decided to go with the Houston Texans. And I'll tell you why. They fired their coach close to mid-season. They don't know who their coach is. The quarterback has talent. The defense is out. The offensive line, I don't think, is great. The defense is a good, they're a great defense, but they just kind of went off the trails there. It's not like though this team's bad, but I mean, 1-6, Jacksonville's right there with them. Jacksonville was close to making the list, but I decided instead to go with Houston mainly because of the coach. I don't really think they know who their coach is. They almost won, but you know, they didn't almost win. They got left apart by Green Bay. That's part of the reason why they're in this list. And they have talent. Number two, the Houston Texans. Number one, 0-7, the only team that has not won a game yet, the Jets, the New York Jets. And what are you going to do? This Jet team, Sam Darnold has talent. I don't agree so much with releasing Le'Veon Bell, but I guess they're rebuilding. No, more than likely, possibly, and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on the show. You know, if things are going right now, they're going to get Trevor Lawrence. Well, they could easily trade Sam Darnold, get some players, and have starting to become a dynasty here. The Jets, I think, will be good in about 2 years. I think they're going to get Trevor. I think they're going. They possibly could get Trevor. I think they're going to really rebuild on the offense, maybe even a few defense players, and I think they have a shot to turn this franchise around here in about 2 years. But number one, I think, is the New York Jets. So here we go. Top five: the Atlanta Falcons. Like I said, they have talent. The Falcons do have talent. So, all right. Well, let's switch over to the top five best teams after week seven. Number five. And this team, you know, they were... arguably, they're a decent team. They did lose. Close game. Very, very close game, though. Number five, the Tennessee Titans. And to me, this like I said, this team is... They barely lost. They really came back in the second half. So, number five, the Tennessee Titans. Number four, Baltimore. And to me, like I said, this team... I'll tell you, they've had a new weapon. Put it that way. I just read the other day that they... they're getting offensive weapons. They're signing people to the practice squad. Dez Bryant was now on the practice. I mean, they're bringing in new talent. Baltimore. So number four, the Baltimore Ravens. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. To me, again, they're just hanging in there. Kansas City, 5-1. And this is not. I mean, Patrick Mahomes. Their offense is great. Their defense is pretty good. So they have five major players: Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Casey on the tight end position, and now Le'Veon Bell. I mean, can this team get any better offensively? I like the coach, or Super Bowl champs. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, Seattle Seahawks. Lost to Arizona, and you know they almost won. If they didn't get a holding call, one of the Seattle players, so they were close. Number two, the Seattle Seahawks. And barely ahead, I think, of Seattle is number one, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Barely won to Tennessee. Brought them back in the game. But outside of that, the only concern I have for Pittsburgh is how are they going to beat Kansas City in the playoffs? Especially if it's in Kansas City, because who knows what it'll be like in January by then. That's it. I think Pittsburgh's going to make the playoffs as a very strong, probably the strongest in the league, wild card. And I think they're better than New Orleans. Tampa Bay might be slightly below them, I think. And a lot of you are going to say, well, why didn't Tampa Bay make it? Tampa Bay's 5-2. I think if Tampa Bay wins this week, they will overcome Tennessee. I probably should have had Tampa Bay number five and Tennessee drop out. But I think just because of Tampa Bay losing, you know, to Chicago and losing, you know, two games to New Orleans, which I can understand because they have the Brady and Gronkowski's new team. I think AB might be slightly more drama. I'm not trusting the Antonio Brown move yet, but I think it'll be interesting. If Antonio Brown works out, Tampa Bay is great. Tampa Bay wins out. Tampa Bay obviously moves slowly up. I think they'll win the division. I'm not attacking Tampa Bay. Well, thanks for listening to the Cardinals Court Show. Have a great day. For the last time, we're live in Virginia Beach. We'll talk tomorrow. Make sure you listen to the Cardinals Court Show. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a great day. Up tomorrow on the Cardinals Court Show, Trevor Lawrence. That's the big thing. Also, on Thursday, I'm picking my NFL picks. You don't want to miss that. That's next on the Cardinals Court Show on Wednesday and Thursday. Talk tomorrow. Have a great day.